Good morning, everyone. It is Morning Questions with Jeff Doss, episode 3 of season 5, and I am excited to share with you guys my question for the day. And that is, why haven't you done that thing that you say you want to do, right? So I'll go into a couple things that I am asking myself. What is that thing that I am saying that I want to do, and why have I not done it, right? What are the excuses that I'm giving myself? What are the things that pop up that distract me from it? And why is it that I'm not doing it? A lot of times it's fear. A lot of times it's the hard work. A lot of times it's that dedication. It's that discipline. Or maybe right now you're focused on something else, right? So for me right now, I have this John Maxwell course of speaking that I've been working on. But I kind of do a little bit, and then I stop for a week, and then I do a little bit, and I get a lot done. It's almost like I'm trying to sprint, so that way I can, take my time. But what I'm doing is not taking my time. So if I just did, one course every day, that'd be better than doing 10 courses and then waiting a month or 2 months, right? So I have to ask myself, why am I stopping? Why am I pausing so much? Why have I not just finished it, but why am I not taking that action towards it, right? And, it's good to ask yourself those questions. It's also good when you are thinking of those questions, go ahead and take action, right? So like right now, after I finish talking to you, I need to get on there and take a course. Honestly, the course would be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and helps me and write some things down and focus about 30 minutes to an hour of my time to focus on something that I want to do. I want to be a public speaker, okay, and a professional one. I'm doing this now, yes, but I want to do it to help more people than just the few people that listen to this, okay? And shout out to everyone who is listening and who is sharing. Please share, please subscribe, please write a review on Apple or Spotify or in any of the other ways you listen. Thank you guys so much for that. But why, Is it you're afraid of having to make it a real thing? That's probably part of it. One of the most frustrating things is coming with a pricing plan for things, right? How much should I charge? How much is this? What should I talk about? That's just the process though, What are maybe some of the distractions or excuses that come up? You know what? Oh man, I'm logged out. I don't remember my password. I got distracted by something else. Those are real things, okay? Excuses, again, like I've said several times on the show, excuses are real. They're not made up. People act like when you say, oh, that's an excuse. No, that really happened. Yes, of course it really happened. Excuses are real, but they do distract you. They're still a thing. They're still not a reason to stop what you want to do, to stop your goal, okay? So are you going to make the excuse, which are legit, and they did happen, but are you going to push for it? What is that thing that you want to do, Again, the public speaking, Again, right now, I'm focused on winning my overall grands at every term I go to. But I can also work on the public speaking because guess what? If I can get over that hump and that fear and I can challenge myself doing something new, learning more, my confidence in the ring at a tournament is going to be through the roof, right? My focus, everything. My leadership to help others get there is going to be better, all right? The seminars that I'm planning on doing, the podcast that I do, all of these things are going to grow because I understand more about myself and my audience. So, guys, we don't have to stop one thing to do another. We can just pace ourselves. One thing will help the other, all right? So, One of those questions was, why am I stopping it? Well, I think because we don't want to, you know, if you got 20 things going on, yes, that's one thing. But focus on two things, three things. Have one main goal and have a couple little ones that are helping you get there. All right, so have a blessed day, guys. I hope this helped you and helped you kind of see some insight into what I want to do, and maybe and thank you for being along on that path in my journey as well. Have a blessed day. See you next time. Morning Questions with Jeff Doss.